Thought I better get over to the steps to get to my time of life. You don't want to break your neck in the church, and the church mightn't be insured well enough. And that was really, really good. I really enjoyed that program this morning from the boys and girls. I think we should give them a round of applause to encourage them. It was really, really, really good. And it's great to see the boys and the girls able to take part and so willing to take part and to sing and to quote the verses of Scripture. And that was really, really good. And as Reverend Roger Higginson says, I'm Uncle Fred. Now, I'm really a granda. I'm Granda Fred and of 12 grandchildren. But I have this honorary title of Uncle Fred. And there's people all around the Free Presbyterian Church and they know me as Uncle Fred. And sometimes I feel very, very old, because sometimes I go to a church and a woman and her wee children and her husband, and maybe the lady say to me, hello, Uncle Fred, I got saved in one of your meetings years ago. I say, boy, said dear, I must be over 21 myself. It's getting there. So it's lovely to be here. So I'm going to say hello, boys and girls, and then we want all the boys and girls and the mummies and daddies, the grannies and the grandas, if everybody wants to say it, that's great. You say hello, Uncle Fred, back to me. All right. Hello, boys and girls.
Hello, Uncle Fred.
Now, I think we could do a wee bit better. Hello, boys and girls.
Hello, Uncle Fred.
A really good one. Hello, boys and girls.
Hello, Uncle Fred.
Oh, that's super. That's super. That's super. Now, a friend of mine, and he's retired as well, and he used to come every Sunday the church. He was a minister, and he always brought a bag with him, and he would tell the boys and girls, and he had something different in the bag every week. So I have a few things in the bag, but you know, boys and girls, when you come to church, and we always have the Word of God, and we read from the Word of God, and many, many times the minister, he'll maybe say, I'm going to take for my text, I'm going to have a text of Scripture that I am going to preach on today. So I have got a text of Scripture, and it's found in Luke chapter 19, verse 10. It says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And I want the boys and girls to say this verse along with me. Are you ready? One, two. Luke chapter 19, verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, apologies to the people here at the back and who would need not just glasses, but binoculars to read the writing here. And if you can't see it well, you should have gone to Specsavers. Is that right? Anyway, we'll try it again. Really good this time. Ready, boys and girls? Luke chapter 19, verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, we had a good shout there when we said hello to Uncle Fred, so we're going to try and say it really, really quietly. See how softly you could say it. You ready? One, two, Luke chapter 19, verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that was really, really good. Boys and girls, the Bible tells a story in Luke's Gospel, chapter 15. And at the beginning of that chapter, the Bible says that some people who didn't like the Lord Jesus, some people who criticized him, they came along and they said, this man receiveth sinners. And they were meaning that to defame the Lord Jesus and to be nasty to him. But you know, boys and girls, that's a wonderful thing, that this man, the Lord Jesus Christ, he received sinners. And in that chapter, Luke chapter 15, there's a wonderful story that Jesus told, and he told the story about a lost sheep, and then he told story about a lost piece of silver, and then in the same story about a lost son. A few years ago, I was away over in the United States of America in a place called Florida. And people, when you talk about Florida, they say, were you in Disneyland or Disney World? And I thought, sure, Bellamina's Disney World. For the mommy says, he doesn't even want to go to church. He doesn't even want to put on his coat. And no, but there's Disney World or Disneyland over there in Florida. But you know, there's another place, boys and girls. And I seen this place. And it was called the Holy Land Experience. And it was a big theme park. And it has all to do with the land of Israel, the Holy Land, the place where the Lord Jesus Christ was born, Bethlehem. And, you know, they have a big thing like the temple that there was in Jerusalem. And they have all sorts of things. And I was walking around the shop, and there was a shop, and I seen this wee thing in it. Who do you see what I have in my bag? You'll never guess what I have in my bag this morning here in church. Who do you see this wee boy here? I get him out. You see him? Isn't he lovely? Maybe you've heard in school about Sean the sheep, or maybe you've heard about Larry the lamb. Well, I don't know what to call this wee fella, but isn't he lovely? And I said, and he's got a wee bow around him here, a wee blue bow, and it says the Holy Land Experience. That's where he was made there, in the land of Florida, and that Holy Land Experience. But you know, boys, you have to watch him, because he nearly jumped down, wouldn't he? If he jumps onto your knee, what do you do? I tell you, that's a lovely sheep. Boys and girls, the Lord Jesus tells us, and we heard today, it was read from the scriptures, the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. And the Bible says in the New Testament, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But Jesus told a story. He said there was a man, he was a shepherd, and he said he had 100 sheep. And he says one night as he was counting the sheep, he says one was missing. You can just imagine the shepherd, and he's putting the sheep into the sheepfold. And boys and girls, the shepherd knew all his sheep. And he had a name for every one of them. And he's counting them in. And he's going 96, 97, 98, 99. One's missing. Maybe he checked them again. 96, 97, 98, 99. One sheep was lost. One sheep was lost. And the shepherd knew about the sheep that was lost. And boys and girls, the Bible tells us that we, all we like sheep, have gone astray. And we have turned everyone to his own way, but the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us. The Bible says we are all like lost sheep who have gone astray. Now, I don't know if you have ever been lost, but it's a terrible thing to be lost. I was driving through the city of Liverpool, and I had the satellite navigation system on, and my wife was sitting beside me, and that's even better than the satellite navigation system. You men will know that. And I was going through Liverpool there, and the satellite said to go up a certain street, the navigation said, and I thought to myself, you know, that doesn't look right. And I looked at my wife, and she thought it didn't look right either, but it was right. And I went the other way, and I got lost, and I was in parts of Liverpool nobody's ever seen. Only me, only Uncle Fred, and I was lost. But you know, boys and girls, I was with my wife one day in Marks and Spencer's in the big shop, and she was shopping. She was having a look around, and there was a big reel of clothes, a big reel of ladies' coats. And I'm standing over at the door, and I'm looking all around me, and I seen this young lady coming in, and she was pushing a pram, and she had a wee baby in the pram, and there's another lovely wee boy, and he was with her, and you know, they stopped, and the lady started to look at the coats, and then the wee boy, he pushed the coats apart, and he stepped through, and then there was another big reel of coats, and he pushed them apart, and he stepped through, and then he turned around, and he couldn't see his mama, and his wee chin, he started to go there, and then he went, oh, oh, mommy! And you heard him all over the shop. You know, for a minute, he thought he was lost. It's a terrible thing to be lost. Terrible thing to be lost somewhere and don't know where you are. But boys and girls, the Bible says that we were born in sin. And by birth, we're sinners. And by nature, we're sinners. And we're lost. We're without God. And the shepherd knew the sheep was lost. But boys and girls, Jesus said in that story, he said the shepherd left the 99 sheep. He left them there in the sheepfold. They were safe. And he went out to find the sheep that was lost. And you know why he did it, boys and girls? Because the sheep was lost, but the sheep was loved. The shepherd loved the sheep. Boys and girls, that's a wonderful thing. Isn't it a wonderful thing today in that verse of Scripture in John chapter 3 and verse 16 that the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That means that God loves you and God loves me. The great apostle Paul, he said, the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. When the sheep was out lost, it was in great danger. Because I read in the Bible about a man who became the king, a man called David, but he was a shepherd boy, and he became a king. And he told in his writings, he said that, you know, there was a time when a lion came to steal the sheep, to kill the sheep. And another time, a bear came to kill the sheep. And David, you remember, he had a sling, and he took the stone, and he slew the lion. And he slew the bear. And he knew then that's what would qualify him. God could use him even to take on the great giant Goliath of Gath of the Philistines. But you see, David cared for his sheep. And he protected his sheep. And the sheep was in danger. Boys and girls, without the Lord Jesus in this world, we're in danger. And we're lost. And we can become hurt and we become broken and our lives can be wrecked and ruined. But the Lord, just like the good shepherd, the Lord loves the sheep. And the shepherd went out after the sheep. And the Bible says that he would search for it. He wouldn't give up. He would search for it until he would find it. And boys and girls, we don't know how far he had to go, how tough it was, whatever it was, that the shepherd had to go that time to find the sheep that was lost. But boys and girls, he sought after it until he found it. The old gospel hymn says, speaking about God's people, none of the ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed or how dark was the night that the Lord went through, or he found the sheep that was lost. He's our shepherd. The Bible says he's a good shepherd. The Bible says he's the great shepherd. The Bible says he's the chief shepherd. And the psalmist David says, "The Lord is my shepherd." Now, boys and girls, when the shepherd found the sheep that was lost away out there on the mountains, you know what he did? The shepherd would have a belt round his shepherd's cloak. And he would have in that belt some strips of leather, just like a shoelace, big strips of leather. And he would take this wee sheep that was lost, and he would take its front legs, front paws, and he would tie them together with this piece of leather. And then he would take his wee back legs, and he would tie them together. And then, boys and girls, he would lift it up, the big sheep, and he would put it on his shoulders, and he would come back, bring it away back, have to go away back again to the sheepfold, the place where he left the 99. Oh, the shepherd was strong. The shepherd was brave. The shepherd loved the sheep, and he went out and he sacrificed, and he loved that sheep. Even though it was just, he had 99 other ones back in the fold, but he loved that sheep. Not a wonderful thing. And boys and girls, he carried it back on his shoulders. And when he got back, he called his friends, the other shepherds, and he said, "Rejoice with me, for," he says, "I have found the sheep that was lost." You know, boys and girls, when the prophet Isaiah was writing his prophecy and God inspired him to tell about the Lord Jesus coming into the world and speak about his birth in Bethlehem of Judea and about his death upon the cross, the prophet said the government of the world, the government of this whole world would be upon his shoulder, his shoulder. But when he lifts up the sheep that was lost, the good shepherd, he puts it on his shoulders. So that's a wonderful thing. You know, some people say, "Oh, Uncle Fred, I would love to be a Christian. I would love to get saved. I would love to ask Jesus into my heart." But you know, the school that I go to and some of the people there, they would make fun of me. Or some of my friends in the street where I live, or some of the people I meet with in different places, maybe they would make fun of me. I wonder, Uncle Fred, could I keep it? But boys and girls, we would all stumble and fail and fall. But the Lord who saves us, he's the Lord who will keep us. And the Bible reminds us that he will keep us. And he says, "I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish." And the old gospel hymn says, "He will keep me till the river rolls its waters at my feet, and then he'll bear me safely over where the loved ones I shall meet." Boys and girls, one day I was asked to go and see a young lady in hospital. And this young girl was very, very, very ill. And I had been to see her on a couple of times. She was at university, and some of her friends would come, and they would sit in the hospital ward. It was a wee private ward, a wee quiet ward. But you know, when I would open up the Bible to read, they would get the cans of beer out, and they would start to make jokes and say things about me, and they would drink the beer. And the wee girl, she was embarrassed because of what her friends were doing. And you know, my wife and I were praying for her, and I was going up to see her again, and we're praying that she'll be on her own in the ward and we'll be able to speak to her. I went into the ward and she was on her own. And I asked her, "Are you a Christian? Do you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior?" For she was very, very ill. And she says, "Oh yes," she says, "I'll go to church sometimes. I'll go to church sometimes. And I believe. And I was thinking about this children's message. And I started to tell her. And I said, "You know, I'm preparing a story for boys and girls. And it's about the lost sheep." And I says, "If you don't mind, I'll read you those wee verses from Luke chapter 15. Just a few verses at the beginning of the chapter." And I began to tell her about the sheep that was lost, and the sheep that was loved, and the sheep that the shepherd lifted. And she says, Fred, that's different than what I'm talking about to you. I says, I know, that's different. We need to have the Lord Jesus, the good shepherd, as our shepherd, as our Savior. And you boys and girls, you know what that wee girl did, that young woman did? She got out of bed and she knelt down at the big hospital bed and she asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be her Savior, to come into her heart and to come into her life. And boys and dear, it was a great change in her life. Oh, she could sing that hymn with all her heart. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. And you boys and girls, the Lord loves you. Lord loves me. He loves the mommies and daddies, aunties and uncles, grannies and grandas. For every one of us, the Lord loved us. And I was in Scotland not long ago preaching there, and I was going through Dundee, and there's a church there, and there's a story about a wee girl. I don't know how many boys and girls really love school. Some are like myself, I just don't really love it. A wee bit of hesitation. The teacher says to me one day in school, Greenfield, he says, I think you have a love-hate relationship with this school. I says, no, just hate. And then they got a clip in the ear. Well, some people really love it, and some people are not just so sure. The boys and girls, there's a wee girl in Dundee years ago, and she loves school. She loved school, and she did her homeworks, and she tried to do everything as best she could. And one day at a children's meeting, she got saved, and she asked Jesus to be her Savior. And you know what she wanted to be? She wanted to be a doctor. And she studied hard, and she became a doctor. And then, you know what she really, she was at a meeting one night and she heard about a great need across the sea, and she says, I'm going to be not just a doctor, but a missionary doctor. She was 5 years old when she asked Jesus into her heart to be her Savior, and she became a missionary doctor. A very famous lady called Mary Slessor. She went across the sea to tell others and to help others, but to tell them about the Lord Jesus. And boys and girls, I love that wee chorus. And it says, a little child of 7, or even 3 or 4, may enter into heaven through Christ the open door. For if that child believeth on Christ the Son of God, that little child receiveth salvation through his blood. And boys and girls, if you're here today and you say, Uncle Fred, I come to Sunday school and I come to a children's meeting and I've come to church, but I've never asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be my Savior, and you would like to do that today, you talk to your Sunday school teacher and they'll be only too glad to help you. Thank you very much. You've listened very, very well. And tonight, I trust you'll come back again and we'll bring the accordion in tonight and we'll maybe sing a few special choruses with the boys and girls. So we'll bow together, folks, in a wee word of prayer and just ask the Lord's blessing upon us. Father in heaven, we thank thee again today for all thy goodness to us, for thy presence with us. We thank thee, Lord, for the boys and girls. We thank thee, Lord, for the hymns, the choruses, the recitations, the word of God that has been presented by them. And we just pray for them, for every home and every family. The Lord, you will bless them. Give them health and strength and soundness of mind and of body. Bless them even over the summer period. Keep your good hand upon them. And Lord, watch over us all throughout this day. And we pray that we might know the blessing of God that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow thereto. For we ask all these things in the Savior's name and for God's eternal glory. Amen.